I know that you're well aware of the great work done by Knockinrolly Resource Centre in a Tipperary Town community-based project there, and they provide family support and community services and all of that. But they took to Facebook yesterday to express concerns regarding a number of people who have been fundraising using their name. And I'm glad to be joined now by Emer Leahy, who is manager at Knockinrolly. Emer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today, Emer. What was happening yesterday?
Well, we just we took a phone call from somebody, I think, that had their children here with us in the creche, to say that they had seen some young people, some kids around Cannon Hayes Public Estate, raising funds for Knockinrolly Resource Centre. Now, we are not fundraising at the moment, and we would very rarely, we would never go estate to estate. The only fundraising we'd ever do would be the church gate collection. Mm. So this pretty much floored us straight away. So, I mean, the most important thing is to get the information out there to say that we're not fundraising. These are not representing Knockinrolly Resource Centre, and not to give them money. And since then, we've heard young kids going door to door selling raffle tickets, €5 a pot, in Aherlow Court. So they're out there. And we just wanted to get the information out there that that's not us. We're not fundraising, and not to give them any money. We've informed the guards, and they did a drive around to see if they could find them.
My God. And is this, I mean, do they have some sort of documentation to say that they're from Knockinrolly?
No, I think they're just chancing their arms. They're just going door to door. I mean, because if it was us, we would have official
identification.
Identification. Yeah. We'd also have permits to fundraise, and we'd be wearing T-shirts. We'd have buckets with the logos on. You'd know it was us.
Right.
I mean, but these are young teenagers, I think, from what I can gather.
And of course, they're benefiting from a huge fondness for the work you do in Knockinrolly by the people of Tipperary, and I suppose that's why they're putting the hand in the pockets.
I suppose so. It was very disappointing to hear, I have to say. It's definitely not something that we would like to be associated with. We were delighted. The minute we put it on Facebook, there's been over 150 shares, so people have really kind of helped out and got the message out there.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping now that people are well aware that this is happening, and it's not us, and to contact us or the guards to let people to let us know where it is happening.
And you said the Gardaí did a bit of a drive around, but have they positive on this? Have they any of the culprits?
We haven't heard anything back. We haven't heard anything yet. We'll make another contact with them again, just because we've just heard that they were seen in Aherlow Court, so we need to contact them again.
Okay, so absolutely not representing Knockinrolly.
Absolutely not, no.
All right, very good.
Would have plenty of information on our social media if we were doing a fundraiser. But obviously, during COVID, we haven't done any fundraising.
Of course.
So, and we won't be, and we have no plans on doing any for the immediate future either.
Right. Before I let you go, Emer, can I ask you how you got on through COVID? Because what you do, of course, is very personalised services. How did you manage?
Well, we never really closed. We were working way behind closed doors. Obviously, during the level 5 lockdowns, the office was shut, but we were doing a lot of outreach work in terms of emergency response. The food camp project was working overtime and ensuring people had food supplies. We were packing up packs for kids from childcare, so on. So, I mean, we never really stopped. A lot of the services went online, so a lot of the one-to-ones were through telephones. The family therapy project was continuing, doing their counselling sessions through Zoom and teleconferencing. And the one-to-one support, as I said, continued through the telephone. When we were able to get back to semi-state, a lot of the learners were doing a blended approach to their, like the kite participants, the kite learners were learning through a blended approach of when they could be in person and when not remotely. Now since September, things have been pretty much back to as normal as we can do so at the moment. Everybody's still socially distancing, wearing face masks, and that will continue. I imagine for the foreseeable, at least up until February. But all of busy. We're really busy at the moment. And it's great to see people coming back and courses going on. And we have a number of festivals coming up. So really excited.
Fantastic. Well, as ever, if we can help you with anything, we'd be delighted to do so along the way, Emer. And in the meantime, you are not fundraising. So anybody that says they're representing you at a door.
And if anybody does come across them, to let us know.
All right. Emer, thanks for coming on with us. Thank you. Good morning
to
you.
Bye-bye, Gina.
Bye-bye. That's Emer Leahy there from Knockinrolly Resource Centre in Tipperary Town, 1800 938 007.
The Mental Health Minute. from Tip FM and the HSE.
There are loads of things that make us a bit anxious from time to time, like an empty phone battery or a full work schedule or Christmas decorations in September. What's that about? My point is, it's perfectly normal to feel anxious sometimes. But if you experience ongoing anxiety that's affecting your everyday life, it can have a serious impact. One of the best things you can do is try and identify times and things that make you anxious and try to do less of them. Equally, find things that help you de-stress, like exercising or just relaxing, and try and do more of those. Don't forget to talk to friends or family, because nothing helps as much as reaching out and talking about how you're feeling. Whatever you're going through, you can always find trusted information on a range of mental health supports and services at yourmentalhealth.ie or through the 24-hour Your Mental Health Information Line on 1800 111 888. Oh, I think my battery's about to...
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.